In California, one in four people live in poverty, the highest rate of any state in the country. For the next 2 days, social policy experts at USC are looking at which programs have been working to reduce poverty and which haven't. I grabbed a few minutes today with USC professors Rafael Bostic and Richard Parks. So, Rafael and Richard, can you tell me what the conference is about today?
Well, the conference is about innovating to end urban poverty, trying to find solutions, new solutions, to end urban poverty in our country.
Why is it happening in Los Angeles, in California?
Well, Los Angeles County actually has the highest poverty rate at 27% of California, and California has the highest poverty rate in the country, so it's appropriate that we're here.
And who have you brought together today? I understand that there's a wide collection of people from across the country. Can you tell me a bit more about them and why you've selected these particular people?
So when we were thinking about the conference, what we wanted to do was make sure that the solutions that we were lifting up actually covered the full range of causes of poverty or issues. So we needed to get experts from a wide range of areas, so education, job training, housing, place-based policies, how do we deal with youth and the incarcerated populations. And so we had to look wherever the experts were. So some of them were in Washington, some of them were in Washington State, some of them were in the middle of Texas, believe it or not. And so we really had as our priority getting the best people here to speak on these issues, because it's a problem that we've seen for a while, and a lot of people have recognized that it's going to require all of our efforts to innovate, to come together, and to make sure we're pointing in the same direction.
What do you hope that the conference will achieve by bringing all these people together and having these types of discussions?
I think that we will achieve at least two things. The first is really a list of solutions or innovative approaches that we can lift up as having a potential to make a real difference. And then the second is to try to get people to view the problem of poverty in a more holistic way, and not just in their area. So by bringing people from all these fields together and making them sit in a room for a day and a half together, it's my hope that it'll lead to conversation between people who haven't spoken together before and some learning that happens across fields, so that the innovation actually diffuses even further than what we're hoping just from our efforts.
That was Rafael Bostic, professor and director of the USC Bedrosian Center on Governance, and Richard Parks, executive director of the Saul Price Center for Social Innovation.